stay on the line while your call is completed. Long-distance charges may apply.
Hello.
Hi, Curtis.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Darren Hancock from Hamilton the Rockin' Country Magazine. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Sorry, I called late. That's probably why you weren't available.
That's why I was unable to answer the call, yes. But that's
all right. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
No worries.
Hey, let me just send a text quickly to my manager. I just let him know that I wasn't able to get a hold of you, so I'll just tell him to not worry about it because we're on the phone.
Okay, sounds good.
Just give me 1 minute.
You got it.
Daddy. All right, I'm back.
Yeah, sounds like you're at home.
I am at home.
Nice.
Yeah. I just flew home today, and I'm actually leaving tonight, so I'm not even home for night or anything.
Oh, wow.
But
okay,
just kind of popping in to play with the kids.
Nice. Well, I'll try not to take up too much of your family time.
It's all good.
Just got a few questions here that I've prepared.
Sure.
So if you don't mind, maybe we'll just dig right in.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. High Valley was a trio brother act for 17 years until March of 2014 when Brian announced that he decided that he was going to stop pursuing music as a career to focus on his family. How has that affected the band?
Well, I mean, obviously there's, the difficult transition of trying to figure out what is the dynamic like becoming a duo. And it was kind of a reset button for Brad and myself. And, the three of us knew that this was happening a long time before anybody else did.
Right.
So obviously Brad and I and Brian had been preparing mentally and, just getting ready for the change. So nobody can really would have seen any shock to the system or noticed anything like that other than we were a trio and now we're a duo.
Right.
But it was kind of a situation that forced me and Brad to kind of sit down and analyze what is High Valley? What do we want to accomplish? What do we want to do? And that was kind of a, sort of, I guess, a turning point stylistically for Brad and I. There was a season of our career where we kind of tried to create music that we thought people wanted to hear, we thought radio would like to play, kind of trying to copy what we were already hearing on the radio. And then when we became a duo, we decided, hey, you know what, we haven't been having the greatest of times trying to copy other people, so let's just kind of do our own thing, go back to our roots.
Yes.
Kind of, have our music be a more of a tribute to the style that we grew up listening to, and that's kind of where Make Your Mind was born. The whole bluegrass-driven song, and even the lyrics, the kind of old school. Talking about down in the holler and the kudzu vines and all kinds of things like that. And then obviously, if you listen to the song, it doesn't sound super old school. If you listen to all of it, and that's, because of our producer, we kind of come out here with all our bluegrass ideas, and then he comes back with a lot of kind of pop ideas, and that's kind of what our sound has become.
That's Seth Mosley you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I noticed Brad seems to be the primary songwriter of the group, with many of the hits being a collaboration with Ben Stennis and Seth Mosley. And I was going to ask Brad if he was on the interview with us, but you may know this to some degree, how he connected with these songwriters to create these hits.
Yeah, Ben Stennis is a good friend of ours, a really really close friend of Brad's, one of Brad's first friends when he moved to Nashville. And they just so happened to be neighbors, wasn't planned at all, but they literally live, a couple minute walk from each other. And so they've been family friends for a long time. And, you know, when there's chemistry beforehand, then it's, I think that turns into a beautiful thing when you're trying to write songs. And so they're really, really good friends. And Brad met Seth in a writing session, and he produced just unbelievable demos, better demos than we'd heard anybody produce. And so we're like, wow, this guy, you know, he knows how to produce and write. So Seth and Ben and Brad just kind of kept getting together because all three of them really liked what was happening whenever they would do that. So that's kind of the default group right now. And I mean, Brad's writing with everybody all the time,
right.
but yeah, we've cut a lot of songs written by the three of them.
Clearly you like Seth as a producer as well, because you when the band changed labels between the fourth and fifth album, you kept him as a producer.
Yeah, we signed with Warner, and they loved we recorded Make You Mine and She's With Me, which are have been our first two singles since we signed with Warner.
Right.
First two singles in the U.S., I should say. And those are songs that we cut independently, you know, with the producer that we chose as an independent duo. And Warner's just really embraced what we already had going on, rather than trying to fix something that wasn't broken. They've just really, really supported what we already had going on. So
nice.
We've been really, really pleased with that.
A good fit for High Valley.
Yeah, very good fit.
You're on the road a lot. How do you balance family with a career and being on tour? I mean, I see you're home now. How often do you get to see to connect with your family, and how does that work?
Well, you know, we surprisingly get to spend time with our family a lot more than people think. I mean, We're usually busy on the weekends, and then we'll fly home or bus home for the week. And, I mean, today we had one day off, and it was going to be in Chicago. And then we realized that a flight was routing through Atlanta, which is right next to Nashville. So we just, this morning we changed our flight.
Nice.
And, decided to come to Nashville instead. And then tonight we were doing some fly dates, and the bus was going to come meet us, but now we're in Nashville. We're going to hop on the bus and go home, go and leave. So we're home for 10 hours today.
Nice.
So it's like we're always trying to do things like that. How can we spend more time at home? And we're always looking at the windows, the days off on the road. Is there any way on earth we can get back home? So we put a huge effort into family time, and next week we are starting, we're going to bring out a second bus just for the family. So Brad and I and our wives and our kids are all going to be on one bus, and the band and the crew are all going to be on the other bus, and it'll be our first run doing that type of thing. So
nice.
We're definitely putting in all kinds of effort and trying to make sure that our families get to be together as much as possible.
Absolutely. That's great.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk a little bit about a show you've got coming up in July at the PEI Cavendish Beach Music Festival. You guys are there on the Friday, July 7th with Little Big Town and Gord Bamford on the main stage. Have you ever appeared at this venue before?
Yeah, we played Cavendish. I'm pretty sure it was last year, actually. Man, we had an amazing time with their amazing crowd. I think we signed autographs after the set for longer than we ever have before, and it was unbelievable. So we're so excited to come back again this year. I can't imagine that the energy has gone down since last year at all. So we're pretty anxious to get out there and have a good time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a big party.
Yeah.
And
our families are going to be at that one too. So that'll be awesome.
Fantastic. That's great.
Yeah.
I actually saw you guys recently at the Dean Brody Freak Show Tour back in April at the Hamilton First Ontario Center. I actually had not seen you guys before, and I have to admit I became a fan after that show. You guys,
I love it.
You
That's
put on a
awesome.
great show, with good energy, obvious experience working with crowds. And for anyone who hasn't seen your show, what would you tell them to expect?
I mean, energy. I mean, it's definitely a high energy show. Our goal is always to put a smile on everybody's face, whether you're 3 years old or 93 years old and everything in between. You know, we're a family friendly act, and that might sound cheesy to a lot of people, but I think that, anybody of any age will have a great time at our show. And, a lot of bluegrass instruments, a lot of strings, acoustically driven, high energy songs. And, Brad and I just love to have a good time on stage and make people laugh, make people smile, and give them some good quality music. That's always our goal.
And I remember you guys, I think, bringing kids up on the stage too, which was pretty neat. You involved the crowd in your show.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen.
I left there a fan anyway. I did a review of that, by the way.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I guess
I'd like to read that.
Sure. Hamilton's Rock and Country Magazine.com. It's an online website. So.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
I'll send you the link if you're interested.
Yeah, for sure.
Here's an interesting question, maybe. What is one of the most entertaining stories from the High Valley experience on the road or in the studio or anything like that? What does anything stand out to you as something that was a really entertaining story that fans might enjoy?
Oh, man.
I know you probably got a couple of dozen of them.
Yeah. I just got to think of it here in a couple seconds. let's see. One of my favorite stories is, this is years ago. We were playing in a really small town, and we were singing a Backstreet Boys song in German, which is happens to be the language that we grew up speaking in our entire hometown. That's like my sisters knew German before they knew English. So
really? That's interesting.
It's a very confusing part of our history. But anyway, we do this bit. We sing this Backstreet Boys song in German. It's kind of hilarious. And Brad turns around on stage in the middle of the song, and his pants just rip wide open. and we're like, you know, we're this is years ago. We're not experienced. We don't have emergency situation planned out.
Right.
So, you know, the hotel with another pair of pants is like 45 minutes down the road.
Right.
So immediately the concert comes to a screeching halt, and we're frantically looking for the duct tape that we use to tape all the cables down to the floor so the audience wouldn't trip as they came into the building. And we duct tape Brad's pants back together, and then we finished the show.
That's amazing. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was really awkward and really hilarious, and also frustrating because we were desperately trying to find duct tape, and it took probably 15 seconds, but it felt like an hour. And it was pretty awesome.
Well, thank you for sharing that with me. I'm sure that the fans will enjoy reading about that one.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they will.
What else do I have here? I did have a question for Brad, but it was about the IBUB being number one as of May 27th on the Canada Country Charts. Well, I can congratulate you for that without Brad being on the
yeah.
line for sure.
Yeah.
I was going to ask him how it felt to have co-written a number one hit. But instead,
well,
I can ask you, how did it feel to be a part of that, at least?
I mean, that was unbelievable. It was, that's the first time a Canadian band has had a number one, and kind of blew us away. And it was, it actually was number one for 2 weeks in a row, which, I mean, also hasn't happened. So that was pretty amazing experience. We've not performed IBUB in Canada since it became a number one. And I think Cavendish is going to be the first time. So
nice.
we're just counting down until we get to sing that song for everybody that's been supporting it so hardcore.
Fantastic. Just another couple of questions, and I think we'll be done.
All right.
I noticed here, doing a little bit of research on you guys, that you've had a few nominations for Group or Duo of the Year in 2011, 2012, 2013. You won it in 2015 and in 2016, back-to-back. What do you think you attribute your success in winning those awards?
I think that a big part of it is just being genuine. I mean, when, like I was talking about earlier, about recording music that was real to us, you know, lyrically, obviously, and also stylistically, just being authentic. I think that, honestly, without sounding cliche, has been the biggest part. As soon as Brad and I started recording songs that we really, really passionately loved, even though it might not be typical or ideal for radio, that's really when we started feeling our career trajectory change. And I think that it has everything to do with that. I mean, if you can be the same person on and off the stage, in your music, in your songs, when you're alone, when you're with people, if you're the same person in every scenario, I think that's when success starts to happen. And it's definitely true for us.
Nice. Good answer. Okay.
Thank you.
Final question. Is there a new album in the works yet? And or any other exciting new projects we might want to know about for High Valley?
Yeah, I mean, I think the new album was in the works the day after our current album released.
Nice.
Brad's always writing songs. We're always listening to songs. We're always planning for the future. We've not set a date to get into the studio yet, but we're definitely, you know, thinking about it. But we're still pretty focused on this album at the same time.
Understood.
We're very excited about IDUB going number one. We're gonna have another single launching in a couple weeks, and so we're still really excited about this album, but we are definitely thinking about the new album at the same time.
Fantastic. Well, I, as a fan, as well as your other fans, will be looking forward to that for sure.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, Curtis, I thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on all of your success so far, and best of luck with your career. I'm sure that you guys are going to go much farther, and I'll be looking forward to following you along the way.
Well, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it. Good questions.
Thank you. You're my second interview ever, by the way.
Oh, wow. Well, great job.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. You go get back to your family.
All right. We'll see you.
Okay. Thanks, Curtis. Bye now.
Yeah. Bye.